Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarink.
Well, that was kind of low-key. Thanks for welcoming me.
Nice job.
What's that? Hey, happy Saturday afternoon.
Well, can't always be 100% going, right? So, welcome to The Drift. And what we do on The Drift is go over the news that we put on the dailydrift.com. If you haven't been there, you should. It's the news.
You need to know.
You can go to www.thedailydrift.com. I put some effort into it, bringing you news from around the world that you don't always find on the mainstream media.
Who needs Breitbart Drudge? You got The Drift.
You got The Drift. And if you miss the show live, you can catch it Saturday and Sunday evenings on Talk America Radio and on Spreaker. And, of course, archived at thedailydrift.com. But I also want to welcome three new radio stations that we are now Sunday evenings on the overnight terrestrial broadcast, and that's WDDQ Talk 92.1 in Valdosta, Georgia. That's WJHC Talk 107.5 in Jasper, Florida. And WLBB News Talk 1, it's 1330 AM and FM 106.3 in Carrollton, Georgia, all on Sunday nights.
Hey, folks. Huh? Welcome.
Welcome. So
our media empire grows.
That's right. Jasper, Florida, Valdosta, Georgia, and Carrollton, Georgia. So
I've been to Valdosta.
Yeah, thanks to Ron Phillips from Talk America Radio. Put us up
like
for
Ron
that.
Phillips.
So, yeah, Ron's a good guy, and Talk America Radio's got a lot of great content on it. So you can catch us there online if you need to, if you miss it live here at Wham Talk 1600. Lots to talk about. It. A crazy week. Let's start with just the stock market. Right. I'm not a super stock guy, but I do know
we need audio of a roller coaster. Click, 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 click.
Ups and downs, the wild swings. And I could probably do an entire show on this because even though I'm not like the heavy trader, I have friends who are. Folks, stocks go up, stocks go down. We're still so far ahead of Election Day 2016 that it doesn't matter if you lose 40%. Steve Gruber hits this all the time on our weekday shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are doing well. Even a 1,000-point, a 1,500-point loss is nothing. We're now at 24,000, right?
I don't mind telling you. I don't mind seeing a correction like this because it gets real scary when it just keeps going up and up and up.
That's exactly
you wonder when's
right.
The crash.
Yes.
Now, that's why there's a correction.
Listen, invest for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there used to be days, you know, back in the 20s and the 30s and whatever, families would invest in the stock market. You would buy those stocks for pennies, whatever, and 50 years go by, and the grandkids find the stock certificates for their grandma and grandpa bought,
Mom,
and all of a sudden,
AT&T.
It's AT&T, yes, and it's worth a lot of money. That's what it's supposed to do, and what brings these crazy wild swings in the stock market are the day traders and the
mm-hmm.
hedge fund guys
yeah.
who are moving such vast quantities
and
on computers with the bots that it's causing that volatility, and that's it's one thing, call me crazy.
You're crazy.
I think hedge fund people and these day traders should be paying significantly more tax-wise than somebody who hangs on to their stock for 90 days or a year or 20 years. Because, you know, you're not doing anything but gambling and increasing the volatility of the stock
mm-hmm.
market when you're trading on hourly basis,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And that's not producing anything. For those of us who invest long term, we're putting money into the stock market, preferably a company. That company can rely on that stock being stable. They can borrow against it. They can build infrastructure. They can build a new plant, hire more people. That's quality investment. That's
you're
building
loaning
your country.
Them money to do their business. That's
yes.
what you're doing.
Yes, that's quality investing. That's timely investing, and you do it for the long term. And so when these people are in here going up and down and trying to affect the stock, it's gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think they charge you, what, don't they tax you at 50% or something crazy in Vegas when you go to Vegas
whatever?
You pay huge. Mm-hmm. Well, they should do the same for people who trade just for the sake of trading.
They shouldn't be in the same tax laws
correct.
You know, for capital gains as long-term investors.
Absolutely. So it just drives me crazy. So, folks, Relax. And I noticed on Fox yesterday they did a out in California, no less, L.A. They talked to a bunch of people on the street, men and women, and they all said, you know, we're so happy with our 401k. We're not worried about a few thousand points here or there because it's so far up.
Yep.
And I think, like you just said, everybody knows there's going to be corrections. You can't continually go, 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 go at the pace that we've been going since Trump took office.
We're so excited to see stuff go up. You know what I mean? It's after so long of just
nothing. 8 years of nothing. Yes.
Yeah, or his cronies.
Yes.
You know, man, I knew a guy. I work with a guy who worked automation for Solyndra, and he was telling me about how they just spent money on anything at Solyndra. Anything. He was there. They just they didn't care. There was no accountability. Let's try this. Let's try that.
Because it was government money.
Yeah. It was our money.
Yeah,
There was no government money. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I hate to correct you. But
good correction. Absolutely. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Wants to talk about the budget deal. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. There are just so many important topics to talk about on thedailydrift.com.
Pick one.
It's hard to pick just one, but my blood's boiling over the budget deal. You know, I'm sorry, and I'm sure somebody in this audience will try to call in and make it about Trump. This is nothing about Trump. I am a consistent, principled conservative, not a Sino. I don't change my mood and opinions and positions based on whether there's somebody with an R next to his name in the White House. I stood against overspending under Reagan, both Bushes, the Newt Gingrich Congress under Clinton, and the Ryan and Boehner Congresses under Obama. This is bloated. It is overspending. We are ballooning the deficit again. It still matters, even though party hacks are turning a blind eye to it.
You know who I blame? I blame Mitch McConnell.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, that's because we're simpatico.
High five. There we go. So, well, Joe, you're right. You know, I stand with Rand Paul on this. It sickens me that the Republicans had to go along with this. However, you know I was going to come at this from a little different standpoint. And I think Trump hit it with one of his tweets. He said, the Democrats forced our hand, other than the fact that Mitch McConnell won't go 51 votes. That's why he's at fault. But, you know, unless we go to 51 votes, what choice did the Republicans have other than to see another shutdown? Because you know what? The one good thing that I think will come out of this, and it's minorly good, is I hope you, the listening audience, you, the people who are conservatives and voting for Republicans this time around, A, in the general election, vote for financial conservative, true conservatives, right? Vote for those guys who will hold the line. Because that's our fault. We're the ones that keep voting these idiots into office.
Yep.
And it's got to stop. So number one, in the general election, pick conservatives. Pick people with brains and common sense.
In the primaries.
In the primaries, yes. And then when we go to the general election, stop voting Democrat, people.
There he is. There's Gary.
For God's sake, you vote for Democrats until you give Republicans true control. And as long as that coward Mitch McConnell is in office and won't go to 51 votes, you need 60. You need 60. And then you can hold the Republicans' feet to the fire and say, there's no longer an excuse. You have the House. You have your 60 votes in the Senate. Stop spending. Give us a balanced budget amendment now. Let's get the balanced budget amendment done. Because we've already shown, and Donald Trump has, the number of federal employees has dropped significantly since Donald Trump took office. Because you know what? He's not hiring positions. He's just not. There are a lot of positions unfulfilled. And he's not trying to fill them. And that's a good thing.
You know, I got to say this, though. When you think about it, who selects the majority leader in the Senate?
The Republicans.
The Republicans. So really, they are.
In this case,
it's not just Mitch. They need to replace
Mitch.
They need to ditch Mitch.
Ted Cruz is gutless. He wants to stay with 60 votes. So I think Rand Paul wants to stay with 60 votes.
I wasn't aware of that one.
I'm pretty sure they both will not push Mitch to go.
I mean, it's not in the Constitution, folks.
It's not in the Constitution.
It was a Democrat fabrication at that.
Yeah.
And even if you like the idea, the whole thing, like the guy you said in On Primus, the guy who wrote the article in Primus. I hate to put you on the spot.
I don't remember.
Anyways, there was a move to restore us back to the historical. Historical.
It was a congressman I wrote. Yeah. I remember that. I'm trying to pull up his name. I can't remember right now.
Derek?
But well, Joe, so you were very well read on that. Give us the numbers. You got any of the raw numbers, how much deeper in debt that's going to put us?
Well, supposedly $200 billion for 2 years, $400 billion total. But that is separate from the $1.7 trillion infrastructure Trump also says right. he'll ask for, further ballooning the deficit and yeah. the debt.
Yeah. But now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. The $1.7 trillion, isn't that part of that, a big chunk of that, supposed to be private money, not all government tax money? I thought there was something in there that Trump – I'll have to do a little more research. We'll have to do a whole show on this budget. Well, we're going to do a whole show on the infrastructure when it comes to time as it gets into play here in Congress. But we'll get into that. But you're dead on, Joe. The Republicans are failing us miserably. And I was talking to some people last night at the Michigan Pond Hockey. Let me give a little plug for our friend mm-hmm. at Michigan Pond Hockey. Saturday night, tonight, if you've never been to the Michigan Pond Hockey Tournament up in Whitmore Lake – they've got like 18 rinks carved into the ice out on Whitmore Lake, giant beer tent, fun place, fun hockey, lights out for the night, so there's night games. It's an incredible event. If you have not been to Michigan Pond Hockey, go there tonight, and it's tomorrow as well. But tonight is like Saturday night. They got a band in the tent and beer tent and booze and the whole nine yards. So go up to Michigan Pond Hockey. But anyways,
We did an article on them in The Current this month, I believe.
Yeah, I digress. Pictures. Yes. But you know, the Republicans need to start handling their business. Mitch McConnell needs to use 51 votes in the Senate. And our own Michigan Republican Party needs to get off their duff and mm-hmm. do something. You know, talking to people last night, they're like, Gary, who do you think is going to be governor? I said, probably a Democrat, because the Michigan Republicans are idiots. I mean, they're not pushing Pat Kolbeck, who's the true conservative.
Yep.
You know, and they're floundering around on this idiot Bill Schuette. Sorry, Bill, you're not an idiot. But I think you're an establishment hack and you're not mm-hmm. doing your job, right? And you're going to get beat by a Democrat. That's just the way it is. Drives me absolutely insane. What else you got, Joe? Anything else?
Well, I unfortunately think you're right there. And Republicans refuse to recognize that they may – this midterm, toss a coin. Republicans could win in a landslide. Republicans could get trounced in a landslide. Because they refuse to act like platform Republicans, and a lot of conservatives are fed up with the party yep. and may sit home and hand a lot of seats to Democrats. Then the 60-vote thing won't matter because Chuck Schumer will be happy to go to 51 votes again to yep. blow over Republicans.
Exactly.
Yeah. That and for any Republican in the Senate to not be aware of that and to not know that for a fact, shame on you. Mm-hmm. Because the Democrats, when they get control, and eventually they will, unless we enact the Trump agenda. This is what drives me crazy. Do the 51 votes. Do everything. I don't want to call it the Trump agenda. We're the ones that voted him in.
The Make America Great Again
agenda. Make America Great Again. You do everything that's on the agenda. The Democrats aren't coming back, folks.
That's right.
They will not be back. You'll see a divide in the Republican Party at some point, and there'll be a new party come along. But enact the agenda, and the Democrats are done. That yeah. simple.
Well, the Democrats' new voting base is the immigrants they bring in.
Yes.
Right off the bat, you fix immigration, build the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? Joe, you had something else?
Do the Trump agenda. I'll give him that, except for his call in the State of the Union when he goes liberal, expanding Bill Clinton's Family Leave Act. I'm sorry. Again, I don't waffle my principles because somebody with an R makes a suggestion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's liberal. I oppose it. The government has no constitutional authority to dictate to businesses what they do or don't do.
Yes.
Well, Trump's not a lawmaker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, you're never going to get 100%. Because you know what? Let's remember, folks, we got to go back. Out of the 16 candidates on the Republican side in 2016, the most liberal was probably mm-hmm. Donald Trump. And the Democrats are screaming like he's a Nazi.
Yeah.
He was the most
yeah.
liberal of all the Republicans. He was just firm on the ones that matter to us, the American people, the wall, the trade deals, that sort of thing. But, you know, Donald, like Joe
he was
said,
a favorite of Hollywood, that thing that I sent to Derek to play on Dick's show earlier that Rick played on his, on American Dream with Trump singing Green Acres.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was at a Hollywood gala, you know, and he introduced by Ellen DeGeneres.
Exactly.
You know, and now they, yeah.
All right, Joe, well, I appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Love you.
I love you, too. Take care.
See
bye-bye.
You, Joe.
All right, Derek, let's take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to get into the total hypocrisy that we're seeing from the Democratic Party when it comes to the Russian collusion and the investigations and the scandals. So we will see all of you on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
I just want to celebrate another day of living.
It's time to drive off a winner. Firekeepers is putting you on the road to victory with the Six Cars one-day giveaway Saturday, February 24th. We're giving away six Fords. The winning revs up beginning at noon. Every 2 hours through 10 p.m., one lucky player will win a new Ford. You could drive home in a stylish Fusion, a versatile Escape, a powerful Mustang, a head-turning Taurus, a sleek Edge, or a statement-making Explorer. Earn entries every day. Plan now to be at Firekeepers on Saturday, February 24th for your chance to win one of six new Fords with the Six Cars one-day giveaway. Firekeepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Time to get your Vegas on at Firekeepers. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Firekeeperscasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
Is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spread out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Hold on. Isn't that,
is that
perfect?
Donald Trump?
That is Donald
Singing
Trump
Green
from 2005. Yes, nice. You can find that on YouTube, folks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, my wife Sherry reminded me of that this morning when we were listening to Trigger Talk.
Yeah, see, we've never had a more entertaining president. Bill Clinton and his saxophone be damned. We've got this thing going.
Hey, man, you know? And he's for the people, not for Manhattan. Did you hear him say that?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Even back then, right? Mm-hmm. 2005. Well, let's take care of a little business. We didn't hit that at the beginning of the hour. Valentine's Day, comedy and dinner package at Burroughs Roadhouse. If you've never been to Burroughs, you should go to Burroughs because they have great food, great drinks, and awesome atmosphere. One of the best places around to actually sit and eat dinner. It's really good. They got a $75 dinner and comedy show for two on Friday, February 9th and 15th.
If you can forget night, the flowers, Friday. Take her there.
Yes. And then there's dinner specials also February 10th, which is the Wednesday, right? No, that's passed already, too. And then February 17th, which is Saturday. So they do live shows on Saturdays. They do comedy shows on Fridays. There's coupons in the Current, CourantOnline.com. Just scroll through and print it off. They'll use it. Or tell them you heard it here on The Drift. But Burroughs, 810-227-6000. That's 810-227-6000. Or you can go to Burroughs-Roadhouse.com.
Hey, guys, buy a card today. This election's a lot better than on February 14th.
Right. Yeah, well, you got a Valentine's Day is coming. So take care of your sweeties out there and keep yourself out of hot water. All right, so I wanted to start with another major hypocrisy. Senator Mark Warren. Warner, right?
Yeah,
Mark Warner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying to remember, didn't Liz Taylor marry
yes.
a Mark? Was he
yes.
married to
yes.
Liz Taylor at one time?
He was a Navy captain, I think. He was Secretary of the Navy at one point. Was just the same Warner, I think.
Okay. I thought it sounded familiar. Yeah. I don't know. But man, he's not a particularly attractive woman. So it must have been the power thing that Liz was going after, or the money, one or the other. But he, as being on the Senate Intel Committee, is kind of like Adam Schiff, right? All of a sudden caught doing something that he's been accusing other people of doing. Adam Schiff, if you remember earlier in the week, was caught. They uncovered that he was trying to work with some Ukrainians to get some dirt on Trump, right? The same thing that they're accusing the Trump administration of in the Mueller investigation, Adam Schiff did. And the Democrats and the mainstream media are like, oh, it was just a joke. Well, yes, it was, but he didn't know it was a joke. The Ukrainians who were playing the joke on him, right? And now comes out, because of the texts that are being unveiled, and this is all coming to a head, folks. It's going to come to a head with the Inspector General's report, which I think comes out next month. It was supposed to be in February, but I think they've moved it back. Just the sheer volume of stuff. I think it's coming out in March now.
Yeah.
And that's Horowitz is heading that up.
It's not the same Warner.
Oh, it's not the same.
I think that was John Warner.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, there you go. So, I digress. I was wrong.
Me too.
But, Derek, do you have track one ready? I want you to listen to this, and this is Jim Jordan, the Republican congressman, talking about it. Go ahead, play it.
Breaking news. We are learning that the top Democrat in the Senate's Russia investigation tried to gain access to the author of the discredited Trump dossier, former British spy Chris Steele, through a lobbyist representing a Russian oligarch. You can't make this up. Fox News obtaining shocking new text messages between Senator Mark Warner and lobbyist Adam Waldman. In March of last year, Warner texted, quote, "We have so much to discuss. You need to be careful, but we can help our country." Waldman, whose firm has ties to Hillary Clinton as well as the Russian oligarch, texted back to Warner, "I'm in." A week later, Warner texted about meeting with Steele, quote, "We want to do this right, private in London. Don't want to send letter yet. Because if we can't get agreement, we would rather not have a paper trail." Now, an aide to Warner admits the texts don't look great out of context, but
out of context,
he does say the senator kept the Republican chairman of the Intel Committee, Richard Burr, apprised of his efforts to interview Steele. And the full committee has been aware of the Warner text since last September. Joining me now is Congressman Jim Jordan, who serves as a member of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. He's also a member of the influential House Freedom Caucus. About which more with regard to the budget later. But first of all, Congressman, what do you make of all this?
Well, if Senator Warner wants to, you know, work in a bipartisan way, then why did he want to travel to London privately, just meet with the lobbyists, with Steele and himself, no one else in the meeting, and why didn't he want a paper trail? So he can say it's all bipartisan and the Senate Intelligence Committee is working together, but my first reaction is that's probably not how bipartisanship is supposed to work. If you want to only meet with this guy, you and the lobbyist and Christopher Steele. Remember, Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote the dossier, he just wants to meet with him privately, doesn't want a paper trail, and is willing to travel to London to make that happen.
And why on earth would you go through a lobbyist who's working with a Russian oligarch?
Okay, so I don't care what context you put that in. Working on an agreement, we don't want a paper trail, I'm flying to London to meet with the Russian oligarchs, and the guy's tied back to the Clinton campaign again about the Steele dossier, which was paid for by the Clinton campaign to begin with. Hello. You're a guilty SOB, and you should be stepping down from the Intel Committee.
It was out of context. The context was treason.
And you know, here's what bothered me. Marco Rubio defends this. Marco Rubio says, oh, he was up front. He told us about it. Really, Marco? Then why didn't you tell us about it?
What is wrong with Marco Rubio?
Has been going nowhere. Marco, you can kiss your presidential schemes goodbye because you're done. You're not a Republican. You're a Democrat in rhino clothing at best.
He's a John McCain Jr.
Oh, he is a John McCain Jr.
What's his motivation? I don't get it.
He's an anti-Trumper. He's an establishment swamp creature, and he realizes that Donald Trump is draining the swamp. Whether you like it or not, folks, you don't have to like Donald Trump, but he's showing the ugly side of D.C. that we've never seen. It's been pulled over our eyes, the wool, for so long, we didn't know how dirty and ugly it is in Washington, D.C. But now we do. And you can thank Donald Trump for that, because that Overton window that we always like to talk about, Glenn Beck's Overton window, right? He's moved it so far back to the center where we can actually see it now. Mm-hmm. He's pulled the blinders off America so we can actually see it. I have no doubt Donald Trump's going to be reelected in 2020.
You know, you mentioned Jim Jordan, you know, that was mentioned in the conversation. I've really enjoyed his movies where he's actually has a nom de Hollywood as Aaron Eckhart. You know, I'm sure those two guys are the same guy.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue with Mr. Warner on the other side. So we'll see you in a minute.
So you tore my heart up, and I don't mind bleeding.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. No thaw in U.S.-North Korean relations following opening ceremonies at the Winter Olympics in South Korea.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in watching speed skating with Vice President Mike Pence before hot-footing it to an ice hockey arena to take in a match with Kim Yo-jong, sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But despite his best efforts to set up a U.S.-North Korea meeting, it appears none took place.
Fox's Simon Owen. Israeli aircraft down an Iranian drone operating out of Syria. In response, Syria downed an Israeli Air Force F-16.
Syria accuses Israel of a terrorist act, and Israel accuses Syria and Iran of violating its sovereignty. Syrian and Russian ally Russia is now calling for the two sides to de-escalate this conflict.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. Both Israeli pilots ejected, one's wounded. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Families hit by drug addiction already know how difficult this problem is to solve. In many cases, addicts have tried multiple 28-day or 12-step programs that did not work. Narcanon Freedom Center believes that addiction is neither inherited nor an incurable disease that requires indefinite treatment or medication for the rest of a person's life. Narcanon Freedom Center's drug addiction program consists of unique techniques to assist addicts to overcome drug and alcohol dependencies and the damaging effects to an addict's life. This is done naturally, and there is no substitution drug to handle one drug addiction by inheriting another. Narcanon Freedom Center's goal is for each individual to achieve and maintain long-term success. Any family member or loved one of an addict, please do not hesitate to call Narcanon Freedom Center at 517-629-6749 and reach out for help. That's 517-629-6749. We are in this battle together, and as a team, we can fix the problem of addiction.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Woman, please be gone. You stayed here much too long. Don't you wish that you could cry? Don't you wish I would die? See me, see soft kids, child women on the skids. The dust will choke you blind. The lust will choke your mind.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in the studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey.
Well, new owner, managing editor.
Publisher. You're the managing editor still. I'm not like
No, I'm that. Not. Chief editor, emeritus.
Chief editor, that's right.
Emeritus.
Yes.
Don't blame me for Ed's super,
all letters
super
to Gary
conservative
at.
Views.
All your complaints to Gary at.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so we were talking before. You know what? Let's take care of a little business, shall we?
Yes.
If you're looking for a new dentist, and sometimes it's good to change up dentists, Dr. Travis Sterner in Whitmore Lake. Easy on, easy off, Whitmore Lake, Barker Road, right off of US 23, 156 Barker Road. You can call them 734-449-2081. That's 734-449-2081. Or you can go to Sterner, S-T-E-R-N-E-R, SternerFamilyDental.com.
And if you forget any of this, look for the ad in the Current.
Go to
currentonline.com.
Yes. So we were talking, Senator Mark Warner, who is, like most Democrats, a complete and vicious hypocrite, right? Mm-hmm. So we heard him. He's now been guilty of trying to do the same thing that Mueller's trying to blame Trump for, right?
Yeah.
Along with Adam Schiff.
Let's make a deal.
The Democrats are dirty, pointing the finger at Trump for what they've done. They call that projection, if I recall my psychology classes.
Yep, we've talked about that.
Let's go back and see this little video clip of Mr. Warner from not too long ago. Derek, you got track two ready? Go ahead and play this. This is Brett Baer.
I think that the president, frankly, I can't believe what he's saying. I mean, here was in black and white an email that said, hey, meet with this Russian lawyer acting as an agent of the Russian government. And this is part of the Russian government's effort to help then candidate Trump and to discredit Clinton. I don't know anybody, Democrat or Republican, that would take that kind of meeting with not only a foreign government, but a foreign adversary, and frankly, a government that we've learned was trying to hack into our whole electoral process, and frankly, fairly successfully, was able to interfere.
Guy needs to invest in a mirror.
Hello, Mr. Warner. You don't know of anybody
know
who would take a meeting like that? How about you? You hypocrite.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
What a scumbag is the word that comes to mind immediately.
Well,
how do
liar.
We elect lying scumbags like this repeatedly over America? It's time to wake up.
Virginia, wake up.
Stop electing lying scumbags. It's not going to help you in the long run. They might give you a little special interest pat on the back now, but in the long run, you're destroying our country with these scum. So stop. It's 2018. I'm going to try and calm myself down here.
I'm enjoying watching this. We've got to get a video camera in here.
I don't know if we could do video in here, but it's 2018. The election is now. It's happening. Get out and campaign for the right people. The primaries are coming.
Yep.
Pick fiscal conservatives, right, on the Republican side. And in the general, make sure you're not voting for Democrats because Democrats want to keep ballooning this, right? They want to keep – and it's bad enough we have to battle our own Republicans to keep from spending money. The Democrats are twice as bad. So please – find yourself a good Republican to support in the primary and campaign for them. You can't just go flip the lever. You have to do a little campaigning for them. Put a sticker on your car.
And if somebody's on the Ag committee, that does not matter because you're still putting somebody in there that's going to give the majority to the wrong party that's going to screw you on everything else.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. So you've got to stop. But this Russian collusion thing is just – every text that comes out from the FBI at this point, and I can't wait for the full Inspector General report because you know what, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, you hear Hannity's always going TikTok, TikTok. Oh, it's coming. When this Inspector General's report comes out, it will be damning. And doggone it, people need to go to jail. You know, preferably, I'd like to see some gallows at Leavenworth. That's my hashtag,
I
think I started that one. But
I looked in the hardware stores. You cannot find pitchforks. You cannot find lanterns. Seriously, I looked. They don't sell them. There must be a reason.
Not at Home Depot?
No.
No pitchforks at Home Depot? Come on. Really?
Well, there's not a Home Depot in D.C.
I imagine not, right? Let's take a we've got Tim Wahlberg calling in. Yay. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, good to be back. Hopefully it sounds better this week than it did last week.
Oh, it's a pleasant surprise because I didn't think we'd actually get you this weekend. So I'm so glad you called in. I don't know if you listened to the first half of the show or not, but you want to give us some update on Intel with the Adam Schiff. You probably know more about the Adam Schiff stuff than the Senate side of things. But what can you start out with giving us an update on Intel and the Democratic memo?
Well, the Democratic memo really tells nothing more than what the Republican memo tells, except it puts methods and sources in that we know have to be redacted at the very least. And so that gives me reason to believe that Adam Schiff, as his normal process is, he's always found to have committed hyperbole at the very least, and political philandering at the worst. The guy probably did it this way so that the president would have to have that document redacted, and then they could say, look at this, the Republicans redacted so the information wouldn't get out to people. Well, it's information that can't get out to the people without causing harm to the good people in the field that are doing type of investigations and intelligence gathering on real terrorists and not on Chris Steele. So I think this is all political, and in the end, the Judicial Department as well as the FBI is going to say, Mr. President, whether you like it or not, we're going to have to redact some key sections in here because we just can't let those methods and sources out and expect to have our good agents in the field being able to do their job. So
okay, so and this is the question I've been asking, Tim, because when we think of agents being in danger overseas, we always think about our CIA agents being exposed and then they end up getting killed, captured, tortured, whatever. Here on a domestic front, can you explain that just a little deeper for us? So are there, when they say methods and sources, sources I'm assuming are those agents in the field that are undercover.
Do we have an agent in the DNC?
Well, that's why I'm kind of going this way, Tim, because I'm trying to figure out who's actually getting exposed. I just don't see the person or the method that's being exposed. We all know that wiretaps, whatever the technical terms are for wire and internet tapping, what is it that would be exposed? No one's going to go into the details of what computer server they used or whatever. I can't even imagine that's in the FISA stuff. But are these actual agents that are undercover at the DNC, in the Trump campaign, wherever, that we can't see their names?
There are agents in the FBI, probably at multiple places in our country, where there are indications or sources that indicate a problem relative to our nation's freedom and its governmental system as well as its people. I guess that's the best I can tell you. I can't say that there's an agent in the DNC or an agent in the RNC. But I tell you what, if there is any indication, whether it's the RNC or the DNC, that either organ is attempting to do wrong by our country and its citizens, then I hope there is some agent that has a source that is looking into what's going on to make sure that our country, with a deep state or otherwise, is not taken over. And that's what we're talking about. Methods, we can think of the basic methods that you use for finding information. But there are other methods that are even unique to the United States, at the very least not known by foreign countries or foreign operatives that are enemies to us, who, if they knew some of these methods, it's not simply that they would be used on our president or his campaign. It's the same type of method that could be used in getting at information in North Korea or Iran or some other bad actor in the world. So,
right. Well, I know you can't tell us. Yeah. I know you can't tell us, but I think we need an agent in the DOJ. I think we need a deep agent in the DOJ, and we need an agent in the FBI, the way things are going these days, to tell us what the Strucks and the Pages are saying and the, you know.
Well, let me say this. With all that's going on and now what is coming out of the Department of Justice and the FBI, does anyone know for a fact that there isn't an agent or a source in the FBI or the DOJ?
As funny as it sounds.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're talking with Congressman Tim Walberg from the 7th District, Michigan, and Tim's updating us on some of the things going on in Washington. And so, Tim, I guess I Twitter it all the time. I always give my full support to the rank and file of the FBI and the DOJ because, yep, you know what, 95-8% whatever of our DOJ employees and FBI employees are good people. They work hard. They love America. They're doing their jobs. It's the appointees from the Obama administration and some of these lifetime bureaucrats that have weaseled their way to the top that are the ones guilty of breaking the rules and breaking the laws.
And that, again, is why there are three branches of government. We each watch over the other. And the legislative branch is supposed to be the most powerful.
I'm glad we're back to three branches of government. For about 8 years there, we weren't, you know.
Exactly.
But even with that, and I get exactly what you're saying, but even with that, you have a potentially a deep state that has developed over years, not just with the Obama administration, though I would guess that it ramped up there.
The fourth branch, yeah.
But those people are still there in those administrative, the executive branch area, which the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice is. That's under the control of the president. And so when you have a new president that nobody expected to be president, and especially Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and that group, all of a sudden you've got a problem, because what was full reign and free reign in those entities, now there's a new sheriff in town, and there's a Congress that isn't being pushed back and stonewalled by the executive branch anymore, like we were, at least at the level of what we were. We're still having to push with even with subpoenas at times, the Justice Department and FBI. But it isn't like it was before, where they just simply said no. And since we don't have any prosecutorial power in the People's House or the State's House, the legislative branch, we were pushed back. Now we don't have that same problem. And when you have the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who I've met on numerous occasions in my office in my last function as on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Oh, he wasn't investigating you then.
No. but he was responding to me, and he was bringing me up to date on what they were doing. And this guy, who was appointed both by Bush and by Obama, and has now been kept by Trump, there's a reason he's there. You know, you could have a wrong perception of a person, but what I've seen of this guy and how he's dealt with us through the amount of the 6 years that I've known him, I have some confidence that his investigation is going places that never were before, and in fact now he has support of the executive office, the president, to complete his task wherever that leads him.
Now, that report that we've been hearing so much about, Tim, is do we have a date for when that's going to come out, the Inspector General's report?
I've not seen a date on that. In most cases, there is only a general date put in place simply because you don't know where that next stone that you've turned might, what it might uncover,
right,
where that might lead you. But there's a general, I think it's within the next couple of months.
Okay.
That would come out.
Yeah. All right. So will Jeff Sessions ever get off his butt and actually charge
that's
anybody?
Right. He's the Attorney General, isn't he?
He is.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Well, you have to remember the numerous times on this show where I've said I didn't like Jeff Sessions as a senator, let alone as Attorney General, but that's where he is. And, you know, I had hoped that when I first read that Trey Gowdy was going to be retiring,
mm-hmm.
that I'd read down a few more paragraphs and say that there might be an opportunity for him to be Attorney General, but so far, he's been very clear, and even direct language to me, that no, he just wants to go back to South Carolina and get back into his prosecutorial role and going after bad guys at the local level.
He could do that as AG.
I would prefer that he, yeah. I'd love to see Trey Gowdy do that.
Well,
yeah.
Never say never. I know that Trump likes Trey. And so we'll see what happens. But right now, that's not the direction it seems that it's going.
Yeah. All right, well, let's change gears, Tim, because I know you guys are probably going to get some flack over the budget deal as well, because we're super spending again. I take the tweet from the president that we kind of had our hand forced, right, on the spending. You want to talk a little bit about the budget deal?
Yeah, I mean, we all ought to be incensed that we continue to spend. But let's be incensed at the right issue. And at very least, it's the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, holding hostage us in various ways. And frankly, the strategy, I think, is working to this date to take more and more things off the table that Schumer can hold us hostage with. He got hurt with a Schumer shutdown, and
yes.
That was his shutdown. So he acquiesce quickly. We had a short term. We came back, and now we go to the middle of March with the with this short term CR. However, we've taken the entire military spending budget off the table as a blackmail tool that Schumer can use. That's the first time in 10 years it has number one been off the table because it's got a 2-year spending plan. Everything that Mattis asked for, $700 billion this year, $716 next year. We have a 2-year budget for them that's as good as gold. We don't have to negotiate on that. Secondly, we did away with that because of that 2-year agreement and the fact that it was plussed up beyond the domestic spending. That did away with sequestration. That's huge. We don't have to deal with that. And then thirdly, we put in place for continuation another 2 years at minimum the funding for the community health care centers, children's health insurance program, things that we like as well as the Democrats, but were used as blackmail bricks for the past number of years. And so the only thing that they really have to deal with now is the basic government spending plan. And if they shut us down, they don't shut down the military this time. They don't shut down some of the Medicare and Obamacare repeals and fixes that we did with this procedure as well. And ultimately, we kept the discretionary budget area of our entire budget at under 2011 spending levels. So the significant increase in spending for the military, the special funding that went to Houston or Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, Louisiana, where the floods and the hurricanes were, and also the western states with the fires, we also spent for that. So that's where the spending primarily comes from. I didn't like it. I whipped when I was first whipped this week after we passed our own CR, came back realizing the Senate wasn't going to even take that up. I whipped no on their proposal. And then ultimately, talking with the Speaker and getting some promises from him on some things that I want to do, specifically in the area of pensions and reform there, I went undecided and then held out at that till the final moments yesterday when we saw that there was no change that was going to come from the Senate, and we didn't have really any opportunity to stop it. So let's move it forward and live to fight another battle with less control. And remember, we also got them to take DACA off the table.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi didn't agree to that, but Chuck Schumer did. So Nancy Pelosi was made simply a puppet standing up there speaking for 8 hours and speaking at about 4 o'clock yesterday morning, boring us to tears with this DACA thing.
Yeah. In fact, Tim, there's something. Were you present when she spoke? Were you in chambers when she got up and did her eight hours? And talked about her grandson?
Absolutely not. I was back in my office doing work.
Well, so let me play this for you because this disturbed me on so many levels. Derek, do you have that track of Nancy Pelosi talking? And she says something about her grandson, and I was mortified. I'm thinking, well, I'll let you hear it, and I want you to comment on it. Go ahead and play it, Derek.
I'm reminded of my own grandson. He's Irish, English, whatever, and Italian-American. He's the mix. But he looks more like the other side of the family, shall we say. And when he had his sixth birthday, he had a very close friend whose name is Antonio, who's from Guatemala, and he has beautiful tan skin, beautiful brown eyes, and the rest. And this was such a proud day for me because when my grandson blew out the candles on his cake, they said, "Did you make a wish?" And he said, "Yes, I made a wish." He said, "Well, what is your wish?" He said, "I wish I had brown skin and brown eyes like Antonio." So beautiful. So beautiful.
What kind of a grandmother wouldn't just tell her grandchild, "You're beautiful just the way you are"?
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of this country. All colors, all shapes, all sizes. We've come from many places in talking with a multitude of foreign nationals who were in town this past week for the National Prayer Breakfast. 140 nations were represented at that prayer breakfast, over 3,000 people. I had Ukrainians, Koreans, Japanese, Romanians, Ugandans in my office, Rwandans, and had dinners with them, and all of them said the same thing. America is a beautiful place. You've melted together to make a country that's strong, that sets the example for the world. And I'm not lying about that when I say that. They weren't talking about a white-skinned American. They weren't talking about a black-skinned American, a yellow or red-skinned American, or whatever. They were talking about America. And if Nancy Pelosi can't see the beauty in her own grandson,
exactly,
and have a chance to say to him, listen, hey, don't get caught up with that. That Guatemalan, he's an American. He's enjoying America. You enjoy it as an Italian. And you know, she is absolutely absurd in what she says when she even tried to read the Bible and quote out of context. And she couldn't find it. But first of all, she had to somebody else had to find the scripture passage. But it's just an arrogance that she exudes, and she really divides America as opposed to uniting America together to be what we really are, a great nation, indivisible, under God, made up of many, many people and many, many nation groups, but committed to a liberty and more than just a contract, a covenant together, that we will serve each other and do the best for each other with the abilities that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said.
The logical extension would be that Nancy Pelosi would go get, you know, permanent tan or something like that, and contacts to give herself brown eyes.
I mean, permanent Botox.
Yeah,
she's already done
that's true.
All right. Well, so Tim, last thing before we leave, you know, I'm going to always hit you because this is my pet peeve. Now that all these other things are happening, is there any chance we can get the grid fully protected from EMP or solar flare? Is that coming through? I have to ask because I worry. You know?
Prod.
I just worry.
Well, I tell you what, keep prodding, but I tell you what, with the funding level we finally gave to Mattis, and I told you, well, I would have told you last week, I guess, we could get on. I would have told you about the meeting that we had with Mattis and Tillerson together. I've never sat as enthralled with government officials telling us the absolute truth about what the world situation is like and what needed, and Mattis saying and looking at his friend Rex Tillerson, and they clearly are a tag team together, and I think a real asset to the president. But he said, listen, we tell our friends and our allies as well as our enemies, work with our diplomatic team. Work to the best of your ability to achieve diplomatic success, because if you don't, you'll have to deal with me, and that will be the worst day of your life.
Yeah, gotta love that.
Mattis now having the resources he need, you can bet that the grid, et cetera, is part of the solution of protecting this country and using our military might that isn't just the wonderful committed boots on the ground, but it's the technology and the armaments we have as well.
Right, right. Well, Tim, thank you so much for calling in. My apologies for our phones being down last week. Love having you on. Anytime, you are welcome here. So thank you, sir, so much for all you do.
Have a great day and keep enjoying the tax cut.
Thank you, sir. All right, take care. Okay, and to everyone else, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
See you next week.